This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Have I ever not been blissed?
Oh, jeez. You know, Dr. Shealy, I had a chance to watch the alleged debates last night, or the debate with the vice presidential candidates. Did you have a chance to see that?
Vince, I wouldn't watch any of that stuff. I'm sorry. I just find it so obnoxiously boring.
Yeah. Well, I took my pain medicine before it started. And, you know, I was interested in it. I'll tell you why. When we lived in Virginia, we lived just down the road from Longwood University, and that's where the event was held last night. And it reminds me of a story. I was telling John, our engineer, this. Back in the 90s, our daughter was in this dance class, and you know, like the whole town would participate in. The girls would learn how to dance. And they had a dance recital at Longwood University. And it was in Jarman Auditorium. It's a huge, wonderful auditorium. And by the way, Longwood University is in Farmville, Virginia. It's a magnificent campus. Well, the dance recital was starting to get underway, and we saw all of our friends there from our little town. I mean, it was the big deal that if there were going to be a burglary or a series of burglaries, that would be the night to do it, because everybody from our town that had children went to the dance recital, and the grandmothers, grandfathers, and their aunts and uncles, everybody went. So our little town cleared out, and we all headed for Farmville, Virginia, and we were in this Jarman Auditorium. Well, everything was going great. Our two boys were with us. And our three-year-old boy saw his sister on stage. And he said, "That's my sister." And he jumped out of his seat, ran down the aisle, and walked up on the stage. And as I saw this, Mrs. Fennelli saw it at the same time. It's like, we can't catch him. He's too far ahead of us. And then he was on stage, and you know, she looked at me. We were in our seats, and I said, "Well, you need to go get him." And she looked at me like, "No way, you go get him." So it was my turn, and I went and got him, and there was this applause. And so one of the highlights of the show was our son running up on stage totally spontaneously, and I don't know if he knew what he was going to do once he got there, but he was there. And that was my little story about Longwood University. Well, there's another story I have. Our son, we homeschooled our children, and one of our boys wanted to take some classes. He was a young teenager, and he wanted to take a history class, military history. And he really liked the professor or the instructor of this history class. And so he wanted to bring in, it was like show and tell, some, you know, do you have any artifacts or souvenirs or display items that you can bring in as a result of what happened in military history? So our son decided he wanted to bring in an example of a rifle from World War One, World War Two, and Vietnam. So the teacher said, that'd be great, that'd be great. You can bring these rifles in. And so I called the security office, and I said, our son wants to bring these in. It's approved by the instructor. And the police, the university police, said, well, just bring them in. And I said, are you serious? You don't have any problem with me bringing in three rifles on campus? And he said, no, it's okay. So I said, I'll tell you what, I just don't feel comfortable because, you know, generally speaking, campuses are not friendly to AR-15s, M1 Garands, 30-06 bolt-action rifles. And so I asked the sergeant if I brought them to his police station, and if he would accompany me and them to campus and escort us off when they were done with the show and tell. And that's what we did. But, you know, it's interesting how things have changed. Can you imagine bringing, you know, three rifles onto a campus today?
Even a photograph today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And this was at Longwood. This was at Longwood University. The same university where the vice presidential debate was held. Well, I'd like to share with you my thoughts, Dr. Shuley, in our class about the debate. It won't take too long. As a matter of fact, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I literally, you know, I'm thinking as an investigative journalist or investigative broadcaster, you know, I should be paying attention to this. It was painful. It really was. And so Mike Pence was there, and he acted more presidential, more calm, more collected than Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine was on the attack. He was like nonstop interrupting Mike Pence. He was antagonistic, and he just kept talking, and he just couldn't be quiet. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. What I was thinking about was how would our friends in other countries look at this guy, Tim Kaine? Would they look at him and say, he's an arrogant bully? And that's what came to my mind. And it's not just because I would prefer Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. I'm just thinking that how would these guys have... Tim Kaine seemed to have forgotten manners. How do you get to be a vice presidential candidate and have forgotten your manners? So after 30 minutes, I shut down the debate tab on my PC. But my takeaway from this is Tim Kaine showed me he's a bully, just like his proposed boss, Hillary Clinton, is a bully, someone whom I do not want representing the country where I live. I don't want him. I don't want him because he's just not polite. He's just...
Well, what would you expect with Hillary at the top?
Well, you would expect someone who would throw White House furniture around, you know, fire staff.
Scream at the Secret Service.
Yes.
Steal things from the White House. I mean...
Yeah, you're right. The Clintons felt that they should unload some of the White House's furniture, which would be our furniture, and steal public property from the White House. That's what they did when they left. Can you imagine? And we're looking at that as someone who would be even a contender for the White House? You're absolutely right.
I mean, it's pretty awful. I can't imagine. Inequivocally, we'll have a civil war if she's elected.
Well, you know, Dr. Shuley, I was at a convention, and I think there are plenty of people who are looking forward to it. They've just had it, literally have had it with our politicians, these lying individuals. Well, congenital liars. We talked about that here on the broadcast, that we believe that Hillary Clinton is a congenital liar, a liar from birth, enhanced by experience and enhanced by people who surround her. Who would want to surround Hillary Clinton? And here's the question. If you took away her power, who would want to be near her? I theorize no one would want to be near her. You know, it's like people who are friends of those who are very, very wealthy, and they're friends because they have wealth, but take away the wealth and there go the friends. And I think that's the analogy with Hillary Clinton. You take away her power and the threats that she can unleash, who the heck would want to be close to her? Dr. Shelley,
well,
one of the things
be
that...
perfect like us. But they could try.
Well, you know, and I felt bad for the moderator. She had trouble keeping the debate on track because Tim Kaine would just talk over Mike Pence. And then Mike Pence started, the two of these debaters or alleged debaters were talking over each other. Neither one of them would yield. And I'm thinking, gosh, you know, of the two, Mike Pence clearly won the debate in terms of acting presidential and use of vocabulary. But wow, we have really we've lost our statesmen. Where can we find a statesman?
Well,
I haven't seen one in a long time.
Ben, do you know anything in this country which is running reasonably well? I mean, the whole conspiracy, if you will, of medicine is just as bad as the freaking government.
Okay. Well, that was something that I wanted to chat with you about today.
Because, did you realize that 46 years ago, I came to the conclusion that medicine in general sucks. I'm being as kind as I can because I'm on the air. Mm-hmm. But even back then, in 1970, I felt that virtually everything that was being done for chronic problems was unhealthy. Not unhealthy, it was wrong, damaging. Mm-hmm. Now, acute medicine is good. I give it maybe a B overall, but it's the best we've got. But once you pass the acute stage, it really sucks. You know, the interesting thing about it is I started writing about this in 1970, and it hasn't changed. And incidentally, my latest book, Blueprint for Holistic Healing, just came out, which summarizes the whole thing better than anything I've done so far.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 to be on the air with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy has a new book, and it's Blueprint for Holistic Healing, your practical guide to body, mind, spirit health. Dr. Shealy, can you tell us a little bit about this book, please?
Well, actually, it is indeed a summary of what I have learned, experienced, and come to embrace over the last 45 years. It lays out, in my opinion, first of all, what is holism? I think most people may not know, but the word holistic was created back in the 1920s by Jan Smuts, who was the Prime Minister of South Africa. And he wrote a magnificent book, Holism and Evolution, in which he integrated everything known in science and contemporary physics at that particular time. It was a brilliant, brilliant book. And that's where the idea of holism, that is, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and you've got to include the spiritual dimension, or you're out on a limb. And so this
Dr. Shealy, I'm reading...
I'm sorry?
This is your latest book.
That is right. It just came out a week ago.
Let me read a little bit that I found on Amazon. It says about the author. C. Norman Shealy, M.D., Ph.D., is a neurosurgeon, psychologist, and founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association. For over three decades, he's been at the forefront of alternative medicine and alternative healthcare. He holds 10 patents for innovative discoveries in medicine, has published more than 300 articles, and authored more than 25 books. Well, it's more than 32 books, isn't it?
Actually, this is number 35.
35. Yep. 30. He is the co-founder of the American Board of Scientific Medical Intuition and perhaps the world's foremost medical expert on medical intuition. And that's Dr. Norman Shealy. And it doesn't mention that you've been broadcasting for decades, that you're a Native American medicine man, and that you have multiple PhDs, and that you're a Surgeon of the Year.
It is interesting, Vance, but the important thing is not my degrees and stuff like that, but the whole concept of what is important for health. And what is important for health is the number one thing that is missing in this country is personal responsibility for everything that you do. You know, if everyone just took personal responsibility for their habits, we would cut disease by a minimum of 75%. Life expectancy would increase 20 or more years, within 25 years. So it isn't just that the medical profession and the approach to these diseases is wrong and inadequate and often worsening, but the people themselves bring on their illnesses because they won't just have common sense. Now, you and I mean, the essence of being prepared is you don't prepare just for horrible emergencies. You prepare day to day. I mean, if I remember correctly, the number one thing of a Boy Scout that I was taught 70-plus years ago is be prepared. And be prepared means you eat right, you exercise right, you sleep right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've lost that in this country. And I think it started certainly not later than right after World War II, when government began to offer increasing take care of you even if you don't take care of yourself.
Well, that all makes sense to me. And I was at a convention recently where people were involved in learning about preparedness. And I was teaching long-term strategies. And some of our other instructors were teaching about long-term strategies. And there was another seminar that was teaching about you're all going to die if you don't do this right now. And the fear that people had drove them to a seminar where they could be even more afraid and not prepare for
the
long.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy, for those who are interested in obtaining a copy of your latest book, Blueprint for Holistic Healing, Your Practical Guide to Body, Mind, Spirit Health, it's paperback. It's very inexpensive. It's $9.49 as a paperback at Amazon. Is that the best way to get it, or can they get it directly from you, or what do you recommend?
They can get it from me. Theoretically, the list price is $16.95, so Amazon as often is selling it at rock bottom price.
Mm-hmm. Can a person obtain an autographed copy from you?
Yeah, they would have to get that from our website. If they ordered that and just asked for it, they can.
Okay.
And tonight,
so class,
if you're in Springfield, yeah, you can get it at the DoubleTree Hotel. It's a, I'll be giving my talk on Blueprint for Holistic Healing at the DoubleTree Hotel from 6 to 7 and autograph copies afterwards.
Is that tonight?
Yep. Wednesday night. Tonight.
Wow. I remember being at the DoubleTree Hotel with you. You and I and Dan Swindell were on stage together, and actually we were even broadcasting together. And I remember that that you had this band around your head, and you were plugged in to what, Dr. Shuey? You were
the Lisp cranial stimulator, probably.
Yeah, Lisp cranial stimulator. Now, was I at an unfair disadvantage because you were wearing that and I wasn't?
Bet you're never an unfair disadvantage. You and I can hold our own, period.
I remember seeing you with that and thinking, wow, how come they didn't give those out at the door? How come we all didn't get one of those? But that was a lot of fun. So that's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri, and that is 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight?
Exactly.
Okay, is there a charge, Dr. Shuey?
No charge.
No charge. So you're providing this as a service to the village. And what, when those who attend, what will they learn, Dr. Shuey?
Well, I think they'll learn, number one, why it is their responsibility to take care of themselves so they don't fall into the huge crack in the medical profession, and how they can optimize their health and longevity.
Okay. And if those who are paying attention to what you say tonight actually follow your recommendations to achieve longer health and longevity, what is your confidence that they will actually achieve that?
Oh, I'll give you a 98% confidence that they can achieve it. You know, we got to recognize there are accidents, there are all other things that happen, but essentially the important thing is conservatively 75 to 80% of all disease occurs because people do not take care of themselves, and the habits are so simple. Do not be overweight, do not smoke, eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Exercise 30 minutes, a minimum of 5 days a week, and sleep 7 or 8 hours every day. That's it. That's all it takes. If those common sense habits were universal, within 25 years, life expectancy would be 100 years average, and we would cut disease, hospitalization, the need for medical treatment at all by a minimum of 75%.
Dr. Shuey, I've read so many articles about couch potatoes, those who really have a lifestyle without much movement, sit behind computers and so forth, and you know that's what they do until they have a bathroom break and then a lunch break and then an afternoon break and then go home and sit in their car and then breathe the fumes. When someone goes into the hospital, and let's say they have a recovery, and maybe they're in the hospital for 3, 4, 5 days a week, how much damage does just being in bed do? You know, forget the surgery or whatever the reason for being in the hospital. Just lying around.
The equivalent of lying in bed for 1 week is equal, minimum, to fracturing your leg, your hip.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. Hans Selye, the great stress research physician, demonstrated this 60 years ago.
So just getting in that lazy boy and just reclining every day for, I don't know, 3 hours in front of the blue TV screen.
Well, that doubles the problem if you're watching the TV while doing it, in my opinion, because that makes you brain dead.
Yeah.
You can't watch that stuff and have a brain that's really working right.
Is Is that because you're being force-fed, Dr. Shealy, and you don't have to think too much? You can put your mind in park as compared to reading where you where you have to use your imagination?
It puts you in a hypnotic trance.
You know, back 20, 30 years ago, I remember saying to people with whom I worked, you know, at the bank or before, I would say, you know, if you gave a quiz to someone, and this would be the position of the person before watching TV, you know, I just have it on to, you know, I just want to have the noise in the background. I like having that noise. But if you ask the person during a television show, you didn't start talking to them, oh, shh, but listen, this is important. This is the important part. This is the important part. Not now, later. And then after it's all over, you say, I didn't get a chance to watch that with you, but, you know, while you were watching it, what was the plot? What was the storyline? What was it about? They couldn't tell you. They were, and I believe you're absolutely correct, they were put in a trance in front of that screen, and they had no idea. When it's all done, they have no idea what they saw. Literally.
That's right. It is mind damaging.
And who doesn't have a TV, or two, or three, or four in their houses? And then, not only that, if you look at the these Christmas present scuffles and into stores where people are fighting over these doorbuster prices, alleged doorbuster prices, they're going after televisions. You know, they got to have these more televisions, bigger televisions, to watch what? Wow, what a waste of time. What a serious waste of time.
I mean, I have one, but I probably watch it maybe an hour a month. I turn on Antiques Roadshow maybe once a month. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Antiques Roadshow has been involved in some controversy, or programs like that have been involved in controversy because of manipulation of prices or buying things for low prices or praising low or those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's like everything else.
Yeah.
If you don't do it yourself, you can't trust it.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, as you were mentioning this, I was thinking about different types of personalities, and I don't know if I can explain this the way I should. But I was wondering if we are genetically predisposed to having a certain type of personality. For example, I know some people over the years, over my lifetime, who would say, you know what, I just want to get along. I just want to go along and get along. So if I have to do something I really don't want to do, that's okay because I just want to get along. And then you have other people who are warriors and they don't want to fight, but gosh, when their backs are against the wall and there's no way out, they'll fight. And then you have some other people who might be what we'd call worker bees, and they're predisposed to just going to work and being a drone and just being part of the herd. And then there are people who seem to be intellectuals, and they want to study, and they want to be involved in science and medicine, and you know they want to excel, and they want to learn how things work. And they're really, really bright people. Is that true? Are we really genetically predisposed to be one kind of a personality or another? Not necessarily with the way I said it, but...
Well, there's two major factors. One is genes, of course, mm-hmm. and the other is your family. Because no matter what your genetic background, if you happen to have chosen a family that is nurturing versus a family that is abusive or negligent, you're going to be a different person when you grow up. Mm-hmm. You know, my favorite statement about my family is, I did not have the courage to choose abusive parents. Now, I did not know your father, but knowing your mother, I could say you did the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My father never hit me.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about support, nurturing, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. et cetera. Right. And for men, of course, it's very interesting that in general, men are more successful if they have a closer emotional bonding with mother, and women are more successful if they have a closer bonding with father.
Interesting. Interesting. And do we know why that is, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes. I think the men need the softness of a loving mother. You know, our nature, testosterone inherently makes us somewhat aggressive. I mean, it's just part of being a male. And so having a closer emotional bonding with mother softens that a bit. For women, of course, what they need is a little more toughness because, in general, for 5,000 years, women have been put down. And I've often said, if I were a woman, I'd be the most flaming feminist in the world. I'd be angry as hell.
When we come back, can we talk about Viagra? And the reason I mention that is I met a man over the weekend, and we were talking about all kinds of things, rifle, pistol, shotgun. And then all of a sudden, he mentioned the cost of medicine, and then he mentioned Viagra. What does Viagra do?
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to get a copy of the free newsletter, just go to normshealy.com and you can sign up for the same one that I get. Dr. Shealy, Viagra. I was chatting with a man I met at an event over the weekend, and we were talking about all kinds of things, and all of a sudden he mentioned, you know, the price of medicine, and he said that Viagra is selling for $50 a pill. What is Viagra? How does it work?
Well, Viagra is the first of several drugs that were introduced over the last two decades for people with erectile dysfunction or people having a hard time getting a hard on, so to speak. And it does seem to work for most people, but actually the best one, far better in clinical trials, is Cialis or Tadalafil. Now, most men have some difficulty compared to age 20 by the time they're 50. Men with any illness, whether it's diabetes or heart disease or any significant illness, have increasingly greater problems with erectile dysfunction. And it goes together with high blood pressure. It goes with problems with atherosclerosis. But if you take good care of yourself, Vinny, I mean, at 84, I could say that I'm as horny and functional as I was at age 20. And I think that's the way life is meant to be. You're supposed to stay healthy and functional as long as you live.
Well, I've heard of men in remote regions of the world becoming fathers at 80 plus.
Exactly. You know,
but not in New York City. Not
well,
in Los Angeles.
You know, it's difficult to be healthy in a big city. I mean, you and I would not want to live in Sparta, let alone in Springfield.
Right. Right. Dr. Shealy, I was on my way to Kansas City, Missouri, on Friday, and there was a traffic jam, probably caused by an accident outside of Kansas City. And I was in my pickup truck, and it was bumper to bumper, side to side for a long time. And I have to tell you that I haven't felt well after that. I mean, just sitting in that, you know, it's like I had my face up to the tailpipe of the cars around me. It was terrible. And there's no way out. There's no way out. You just can't. There's no place to go.
No question. Today's world is toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are shortening our lives by being in the exhaust of the vehicles in front of us and around us. And also, I mean, that's just one threat, right? What about stress?
You're damaging our spine by driving cars. The Lord Brain, one of the great British neurologists back in the 50s, wrote an article about the impact of the automobile. I mean, we're talking about 70 years ago, the impact of the automobile on increasing osteoarthritis of the cervical spine because of stopping and starting.
Very interesting. And I remember I remember learning about Mercedes seats in the Mercedes-Benz decades ago, of being some of the best seats for preserving the spine, for helping to minimize the damage to the spine. I remember hearing people who had them would say, yeah, they've got really, really great seats, and they're not soft and cushy. They're firm, and they've got lots of support. Just a thought. Dr. Shealy, I'm looking forward to talking about Fukushima when we come back, because here's the headline. Fukushima radiation has contaminated the entire Pacific Ocean, and it's going to get worse. Let's talk about that when we come back. Terrifying, absolutely terrifying. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from an individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.